Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. Today I've got some more crazy entitled parent stories for you, starting off with this one. At first, everything seems to be going all right. A teenage boy comes across a Twitch streamer in a game store and just asks him how he got big on Twitch. The problems come when the entitled mum of this boy gets involved, demanding that the Twitch streamer teach her son how to stream, and then insulting the streamer, saying that her son is going to be more famous and bigger than he could ever dream to be. Let's get into the story. Entitled mum demands I teach her teen how to stream on Twitch. So, I am a Twitch streamer, and I love to wear my Twitch hoodie with my username when I go out and about to run small errands. Keep in mind, this is pre-COVID. I'm in line to finish purchasing a new microphone and a game. A 13 to 14 year old boy in the store says to me, "Are you insert Twitch name here?" "Yes." "Are you reading the back of my hoodie?" "Yes." "Oh, do you have any questions about streaming on Twitch?" "Yeah, how did you start?" I explained how I started streaming and who inspired me, knowing how long the line is. "Oh, that's cool. I want you to teach me how to stream." "Well, I don't know about that. I'm not the best to teach people, as I'm just a Twitch affiliate. Twitch affiliate is below Twitch partner." Enter the entitled mum. "Well, you must be, considering that you have a hoodie with your name on it." "Oh no, I bought this off of Amazon and had someone put my name on it. It's a black zip-up hoodie with a Twitch logo on the back." "Well, I demand that you teach my teen how to stream. He's more talented than you and will be more famous than you." "Look, I'm not going to teach your teen how to stream on Twitch. And if you continue to bother me, I will tell the manager. And then the manager will ask you to leave. And if you don't leave, they're probably going to call the police. And if the police ask me if I want to press charges for harassment, I will." Needless to say, she shut her mouth and kept to herself, while saying rude comments like, "This generation doesn't know how to respect their elders," and, "If it was me, I would have helped." I mean, yeah, maybe you could have been a little bit more helpful and, you know, told the kid about actual ways to start on Twitch, grow your channel, what equipment he needs, that sort of stuff. But ultimately, you're just shopping. You know, you're in a line, you're about to buy some stuff, and then you're on your way. You can't really tell him all the tricks and all the things that you've done over many years to grow your Twitch channel and be an affiliate, can you? That's asking for a little bit too much, if you ask me. I mean, for the mum to flat out insult you after asking you to teach her son how to be a Twitch streamer, that's a bit too much, surely. I mean, come on. It was all right to ask for a few tips here and there, but then to just say, "No, my son's actually a better streamer than you. He's going to be more famous than you, even though he's never even tried it before." Yeah, I'm not sure about the logic there. For those of you that genuinely want to, you know, grow on Twitch or grow on YouTube, you know, that sort of stuff, my main advice to you would be just start and see if you enjoy it. It's not that hard to start. Everyone knows how to start a Twitch channel now. It's not that hard. Just need a computer and you're on your way. But no, just start. Give it a go. If you like it and you're passionate about it, trust me, you'll watch videos about it, how to do it, you know, informational stuff. The internet is amazing for that. There's so much content online that just tells you what to do and gives you loads of great advice you can't get from just one individual person. And yeah, if you like it enough, I'm sure you'll become good. But no. Saying to another Twitch streamer that I'm going to be better than you and I'm going to be more famous than you, that's not the way to do it. Now moving on to our next post. I told a Karen off while we were both waiting for our pizza in the only open restaurant in town. So yesterday, I, a 20-year-old man, had a friend, a 16-year-old guy, over for supper. Don't worry, we were safe and the pandemic isn't as bad as other places here. And we decided to get pizza from the pizza place downstairs of my apartment building. That restaurant is probably the only one in town that stays open on the weekend, so being a Sunday, they were in a rush. My friends and I sat at a table to wait until our pizzas were ready. No trouble so far. Well, they ended up forgetting our order, and we stayed there for over an hour waiting for our pepperoni and cheese before we realized something was probably wrong. No worries, stuff happens. They were rushed and old boomers were giving them a hard time because of the wait. Me and my friend were talking about how, mostly in our region, boomers always complain about Gen Z being rude, but that oftentimes Gen Z are actually way more polite than boomers. Well, we actually got proven right. There was one lady in particular, in her late 60s probably, whose order was quite large and complicated, and she was waiting for the last part of her order. She was being rude and just awful to the staff though. "I've been waiting for 15 minutes and I still don't have my order." We had been there for an hour and we weren't whining. "That part of my order is done. Why aren't you giving it to me? You guys are slow. Why are you so slow? Are you understaffed or something? Is there no one back there making the pizza? It's not that hard to make a pizza. How come it's not in the oven already?" She went on and on. I looked at my friend and he was like, "Don't do it." I said, "Hold me back because I'm about to tear this idiot a new one." This entitled woman then asked one of the most experienced workers if she's new. That's when I lost it. Excuse you? Have you ever worked in a restaurant before?" The Karen looked perplexed and shocked that I dared speak to her. "No? Then you can STFU. You can clearly see that this place is packed and that they're rushed. Oh, why don't you mind your own business?" "Because you're basically making it everyone's business. You're being verbally abusive towards hardworking employees who are doing their best, and you don't even know what it's like to be behind that counter, running like headless chickens to satisfy every demand of every old whining geezer like you. Take a chill pill, Karen." "Oh, what?" She was trying to laugh it off because she got butt hurts, but she still complains. A guy in the back of the restaurant went one step further. "Oh, shut your freaking mouth, you stupid cunt." The guy then starts swearing and laughing at her and doesn't stop until she gets her order and leaves. We then laughed with the workers about the whole thing. Needless to say, they got a good tip from most people who witnessed this. We also got free cookies for the wait and for telling Karen off. Well, you know what? Well done to you for getting involved, because, you know, most people in this situation would probably be like, "Yes, this is horrible to experience and I feel really bad for the staff that are working here, but I'm not really going to do anything. I'm not really courageous or brave enough to get involved."
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Whereas you were like, "No, you know what, F this. This isn't right. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind." So well done. Look, I get being angry, especially when you're at a pizza place and you're probably starving and you're waiting a while for food. But come on, you know, have an open mind. Put yourself in other people's positions and understand that they're trying to work as fast as they can. They don't want you there screaming at them, shouting. They want you to go on your way. Therefore, they want your order to be completed as quickly as possible so they can see you out the door. But it's not always that easy. Come on. Now moving on to our third story. Random lady gets mad at an airport restaurant. Okay, so this was after winter break and we just got back from visiting some family members. It was pretty late when we got back home, so we booked a hotel for the night. Obviously, we were very hungry and decided to get something to eat at the airport. We went to this burger place like 15 minutes before it closed and got our food. So me and my family sat down and ate. While we were eating though, the restaurant closed. But people who got their food earlier stayed to keep eating. Cue the EB, the entitled dog. I guess since she saw us eating, she thought the place was open and she could order. She clearly didn't see the staff wiping the counters and pulling down the shutters. She went up to the counter and tried to order, but the employee at the front said the place was closed. Me and my family are still eating, and I joked about seeing a wild Karen. My dad didn't get it, but my siblings and mum laughed a bit. The entitled dog seemed mad and walked off, and we thought that was the end. Boy, were we wrong. We were still eating, but the lady came back, but stood a good distance away, taking pictures of the restaurants. One staff member walked up to her and asked what she was doing. Well, that's what I think they said. We were kind of far, so I only heard little bits. From what I could get, she was asking why they couldn't serve her, and the staff member was trying to tell her the place was closed. At one point, she pointed at our table, maybe asking why we were eating if the place was closed. We almost finished our food, but the lady was still there yelling about how the service was bad. We finished our food and eventually left. We didn't actually encounter the entitled dog head on in this story, but I thought it was a funny one to share. I mean, this story is just ridiculous, right? I mean, surely there's always going to be an overlap in any store anywhere. It doesn't matter the type of business, where you have to stop new people from coming in, new customers coming in, but also let the customers that are also in the store buying items, eating food in this situation, finish what they're doing, you know, finish the product that they bought, and then leave. That's the case anywhere, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't have to just be a restaurant. A restaurant's probably the most obvious, you know, example of this, because the actual act of doing, you know, completing the product, eating the food, does take quite a long time. It's just a standard thing, right? In any business ever, the opening time and closing time depends on the people that are in the store. They're different for people that are coming in and people that are already in, is what I'm trying to say. Now moving on to our final post. Crazy entitled teacher screams at me for packing up stuff I didn't need. Okay, a little background info. I accidentally broke my wrist in sixth grade. I was running backwards and toppled backwards in gym on carpet. So yeah, for around half of that year, I couldn't do anything with my left hand. And we had to walk across my school for our last two classes, and I had math in the class just before. And I had a small roller bag like the ones people use in airports to pack my stuff. So it took a while to pack up. So that day I thought, before class had ended, hey, I could not be late to my next class if I pack up some stuff I don't need. So I did. I packed up my binder and everything except the math stuff I needed. You would assume this wouldn't be a problem, right? Wrong. My teacher stormed over like Emperor Palpatine if he had children, and basically yelled at me. The conversation basically went with us going back and forth, with her yelling at me and me trying to defend myself. I don't do well with adults yelling at me, and I just started crying in the middle of class. Honest to God, my teacher felt that it was necessary to yell at a kid with a broken wrist for packing up rather than just doing her job, because she basically yelled at me for like 10 minutes. I was having an emotional breakdown, and this girl on the table next to me was mouthing the words, "Why are you crying?" I mouthed back, "F you," because I was getting screamed at in front of the entire class, not like it was secretive at all. My teacher said I was gonna leave last no matter what, and I just kept sobbing. I ended up leaving last and crying down the hallway. A teacher saw this and brought me to the counselor, and I told her everything. She said she would call my parents. Nothing really happened afterwards, except that I moved to the other math class that was the person who brought me to the counselor's office. I'm still upset that she wasn't fired. And I learned in the same year, she told all her classes I flunked out because of my grades. I was livid, and I still want to just deck her across the face whenever I see or think about it. I mean, look, I kind of get it from the teacher's perspective on this one. At least I know in my school, we weren't allowed to pack up early at all. You had to wait till the teacher said or the bell went, then you could start packing up. I mean, to be fair, even if the bell went, the teacher had to say you can now go for us to start packing up and leaving. But you have a broken wrist. Surely you get some sort of, you know, special dispensation or allowance to allow you to pack up a little bit earlier and, you know, get on your way so you're not like 10 minutes late to next class, because obviously having a broken wrist is going to impact your ability to pack up quickly and move like everyone else. I think just really your teacher should have shown a little bit more compassion and understanding to you and said, you know what, you've broken your wrist. I'll give you a minute, an extra minute before everyone else to start packing up. There was no need to shout at you for 10 minutes, that's for sure. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want more from me right away, you can check out the playlist of all my Entitled Parents videos right here on screen. Actually, that's going to be up there. Underneath it, I'm going to put a surprise video. Yeah? Click on that if you're a fan of me and you want to see more from me right away. But a different style of content. Check this out, yeah? You're gonna enjoy that, trust me. If you're new to the channel, make sure you subscribe here and turn notifications on so you get notified when I post each and every day. See you tomorrow with a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.